بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The next hadith deals and pertains to استقامة. We read the hadith first. عن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه. The hadith is narrated by أبي عمر. وقيل أبي عمر سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه. عن أبي عمر وقيل أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله تعالى قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيره قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم رواه مسلم. Read by Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه. The Sahabi, he is Abu Amr or Abu Amra. His real name is Sufyan bin Abdullah الثقفي رضي الله تعالى. ثقفي, this is the tribe he came from the people of Taif. Okay. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked. I went to Rasul, قلت, I said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, قل لي في الإسلام قولا. Give me some advice, some statement in Islam such that I would not have to ask anyone else after this. I won't have to ask anybody else beside you. Give me such a statement that encompasses everything I need to do. Rasulullah so beautifully, he was Jawami'ul Kalim, said a few words which had profound meaning in it. Just one or two words, but fast meaning. Alfazu qasira, wa ma'anihi kathira. The words of Rasulullah were just a few, but there were volumes behind it. Volumes behind it. Like, for example, the hadith I mentioned to you, Al-Hayau Shu'batu bin al-Iman, Allama Bayhaqi rahmatullah has given volumes on the branches of Iman. Al-Iman Widhu'a Sab'una Shu'bah. That is the hadith of Rasulullah. Allama Bayhaqi rahmatullah is Shu'ab al-Iman, a whole collection of books, of hadith, in volumes, runs in volumes, related to this hadith. So here Rasulullah says, say, Amantu Billah. I believe in Allah. ثم استقم, then be steadfast. So what a beautiful advice. It encompasses everything this person requires. In this hadith, we understand that Sufyan bin Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala, when he makes this request, he said, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ أَوْ مَسْلِفَ اللَّهِ قُلْ لِي فِي الْأَسْلَامِ إِسْلَامِ. Then he tell me, teach me something in Islam that is which is comprehensive, concerns the whole deen, the whole matter of Islam. It will be sufficient for me. After this, I would not have to go ask anybody else to give me more information or explanation as what I should be doing. Rasulullah said, say, I have iman in Allah. Amantu billah. Then go straight ahead and be steadfast on it. Now what is the first thing Rasulullah is telling him? That amantu billah. Amantu billah. Aqidah, iman. I have brought iman in Allah. Affirming thereby that I have got full iman, kamil iman, true iman. I'm a true believer. I've accepted all the fundamentals of deen. The fundamental beliefs, the beliefs of deen. Our aqidah, what belief I have in Allah. Allah is one. Allah has got no partners. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no wife. Allah has got no children. So all the fundamental aspects of iman. We have iman mufassal, iman mujmal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت قيامة resurrection, the different divine scriptures which came in a pristine form in the original books. We believe iman, we have iman in that, in the angels of Allah, every Rasul of Allah, on taqdeer, predestination. So one will fulfill the demands of deen by adopting the qualities of a believer. When you say amantu billah, it's not just lip service, you say, I bring iman. It's from the bottom of the heart. It's tasdeeq. Your heart is attesting to it, testifying to it. You're making tasdeeq of it. You're believing from the deep recesses of your heart, and you're making iqrar bil lisan. You are bringing it, you are confessing by means of your tongue. So when you have full iman, you understand the injunctions of iman. You say, I'm a believer. For example, if a person is a cook, I'm a cook. It means I know about cooking. And this is my job. This is my task. I'm a teacher. Then I teach like that, I am a believer. I'm a mu'min. I've got iman. So you've got to have the aqidah correct. Your basic belief structure of deen. And once you have this, then the person has to remain steadfast, istiqamah. This is the demand of iman. I got to follow this rigidly. One will unswervingly continue to discharge the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a verse in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Verily those who say, our Rabb is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain on this straight path, istiqamah, with steadfastness. When they are passing away, the angels will descend upon them, and the angel will say, do not fear, do not grieve, and receive good tidings of paradise, which you have been promised. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, after reciting this verse, he would say that this refers to the fact that these people who say Allah is our Rabb, in other words, they see we are believers and we believe in Allah as our nurturer, our cherisher, our protector, our Allah, our Khaliq. When they say this and they have this iman, then they remain steadfast on deen. When we say the man is steadfast, he's got istiqamah. The word istiqamah comes from the word qaf waw mim, qawama. Qama yakumu means to stand up, erect. Istiqama, to be upright. Mustaqim, sirat-e mustaqim. It is a straight path. There's no crookedness in it. Hence this person, he will not behave deceitfully. He won't go this way, that way, like a fox does. He remains conscious of Allah Ta'ala's commands. He avoids Allah Ta'ala's disobedience and ma'asiyat. He remains firm in executing the demands of Sharia without dodging any command of Allah. This is the key word. Without dodging any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or being deceitful in any way, a fox is known to be dodging. It has a very dodging nature. It goes this way, that way. It doesn't move straight. You see, he is cunning like a fox. He's deceitful. This person sticks onto that path, that middle path. Does not take the off-ramp, as we say. Keeps on that highway. He stays on that path. It's not that sometimes whatever appeases him of Sharia, he abides by it. What is against his will and fancies and desires, he moves off the road. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. Allah says, and this is my straight path, follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. Don't go and find other paths and other ways. Why? Because these other ways will move you away from the straight path. Don't behave like a fox, dodging any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi himself was commanded, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be firm, stand firm on the straight path exactly how you have been commanded. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say, verses of this nature of Surah Hud wa akhawatiha and its sisters, in other words, other verses from other surahs similar to this instruction of istiqama for Rasulullah, Allah commanded to be steadfast. He says, shayyabatni, it made me become white. The worry, the concern, Allah says, I must stay on sirat-e mustaqim, I must not waver, I must remain on that straight path. And every second of my life, I have to be exactly and follow what Allah wants from me. I must not move for a slight second. Of course, Rasulullah was the perfect example. I must not move 1 inch away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must not turn to any makhluk. Allah yaltafit al-abdu ila ghayri Allah ta'ala. I must come out from those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must leave those things and habits and practices which will take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I must stand with in earnestness, with truthfulness, with sidq. I must be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every single moment. developing in myself good qualities and akhlaq. This is istiqama. Al-mutaba'a li-sunnah al-muhammadiyya ma'a al-takhalluq bil-akhlaq al-mardiyya, as some people have said. And following the sunnah of Rasulullah and developing, inculcating yourself the akhlaq of Rasulullah. And therefore, many people have mentioned, see, istiqama, to be steadfast. Not doing something for one day, the next 10 days, you don't do it. Person gets the tawfiq of reading tahajjud, may Allah grant all of us the tawfiq of tahajjud, but he reads for 2-3 days, the josh comes down, and after that, person doesn't read tahajjud anymore. This is not istiqamah. There's no consistency in the person's life. Shariat wants mudawamah. You must be mustaqeem. You must carry on that straight path. Don't waver. And therefore people have said, al-istiqamatu khayru min alfi karama. To be steadfast on deen, it is better than 1,000 miracles that you may perform. You may take the broomstick and fly in the sky. That's nothing. Absolutely nothing. What Shariat wants, that you must be following the sunnah of Rasulullah. You must have haya in your modesty. You must have a strong iman. Yes, if you falter, if you slip, then you make tawbah immediately. But you don't persist in sin after committing the sin. You make tawbah immediately. This is when the person is mustaqeem. It is better than performing 1,000 miracles. 1,000 miracles doesn't make a person pious. That's our problem. We feel somebody performed the miracle, it's a very big buzruq. Look in the life of the person. Is he diligent, dedicated to the Quran, Sunnah, the life of Rasulullah or not? So, fastaqim kama umirt. This is the command that's given to Rasulullah, revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah, when this verse came down, he was never seen to be laughing again. Of course, the laughter of Rasulullah was not like our laugh. He would generally give a very broad smile. But this verse was a matter of serious concern. That I must be so careful. I have to be on my guard all the time. What happens to us, for a few moments we're on guard. Once we're out of the environment of a deen, we're out of a good daily environment, then we tend to slip. We tend to dodge like the fox. So we're going to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And how you can stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim? By consulting with the ulama and mashayikh. Staying in good company. Suhbat al-Saliheen. Reading the books of the pious predecessors. Bringing about all the good things that you're learning in deen, whether in madrasa or in ta'aleem, wherever. Bringing that into your life. So Rasulullah would hasten to exert himself energetically in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly like how he had been commanded. So istiqama is traveling the straight path without turning away from it. You don't go to the right and left. It comprises doing all acts of obedience, outward and inward. Outwardly, our clothes, our form must be according to what Allah wants it. Inward, we have different type of qualities. Shariat, Allah Ta'ala wants us to develop in ourselves good qualities. And we remain steadfast on that. May Allah Subhanahu give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. All of us are weak, we all require istiqamah in our lives. By reminding ourselves of these beautiful lessons from the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remind ourselves, make mudhakara. And inshallah, if we ponder and reflect that this is a time now, I need to gain this in my life, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.